¿Qué pasa cuando cambias tu calentador de agua eléctrico estándar por uno nuevo con bomba de calor? Tus ahorros crecen. Y mucho. De hecho, Energy Star calcula que un hogar de 4 personas puede ahorrar $550 al año en sus facturas de luz. Y el costo de tu nuevo calentador de agua con bomba de calor se recupera en solo 3 años. Sube de nivel con un calentador de agua con bomba de calor. Visita daleupgrade.com para más información.
Alright, everybody, welcome back to Daily Virtue. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs. We all have those moments where anger, resentment, or just plain bitterness starts to creep in. It's like carrying around a backpack full of bricks heavy, exhausting, and ultimately holding us back. Today, we're diving into the powerful stoic virtue of forgiveness not for the other person, necessarily, but for ourselves. Because when we hold on to negativity, who suffers? You guess it, you. You know that feeling when you're replaying an argument in your head over and over again, or constantly thinking about someone who wronged you. It's like a mental hamster wheel going nowhere fast. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment. Think of it as releasing that backpack full of bricks and finally feeling lighter. Now, before you roll your eyes and think easier said than done, hear me out. It takes work, for sure. But the payoff is huge. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First up, understanding the power of perspective. Stoics believed in focusing on what's within our control, our thoughts and actions. When someone wrongs us, it's easy to get caught up in why they did it or what they should have done. But that's all outside our control. What we can control is how we choose to react. Next, practice empathy. Now, I'm not saying you have to become best friends with your nemesis, but try understanding their perspective. Maybe they were going through something difficult, or made a mistake out of fear or insecurity. This doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help shift your focus from anger to compassion, and believe me, that compassion starts with yourself. Third, acknowledge your own imperfections. We all make mistakes. Holding onto resentment often stems from believing we're victims in the situation. But remember, we're all human, fallible creatures navigating this crazy world. Fourth, focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past only keeps us stuck. Stoics emphasized living fully in the now. When you catch yourself replaying old grievances, gently bring your attention back to the present. What are you seeing, hearing, feeling right now? Finally, practice gratitude. Sounds counterintuitive, right? But focusing on what you're thankful for can shift your mindset from negativity to positivity. It reminds us that even in difficult situations, there are always things to be grateful for. Ever felt like you were stuck in a rut of anger and resentment? I know I have. One time, I had this friend who constantly borrowed money and never paid it back. It started small, like $5 here and there, but it added up. And believe me, every time he'd ask for just a little loan, my blood pressure would go through the roof. I felt so frustrated, used, and taken advantage of. But then I realized holding onto that anger was only hurting me. It was like carrying around this invisible weight, making everything feel heavier and more stressful. So, I decided to try forgiveness not for him, but for myself. I acknowledged that his actions were hurtful, but I also recognized that I had the power to choose how I responded. It wasn't easy at first. There were still moments when resentment would creep back in. But by focusing on gratitude for the good things in my life and practicing empathy, even if it was hard, I slowly started to let go. And you know what? It felt amazing. Like a huge weight had been lifted. So, remember, this forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoing, it's about freeing yourself from the prison of negativity. By choosing to forgive, we choose peace, clarity, and ultimately, a happier life. What can you do today to start practicing forgiveness? Maybe take a few moments to reflect on any anger or resentment you're holding on to. Try understanding the other person's perspective, even if it's challenging. And remember to focus on what you're grateful for, the good things that outweigh the bad. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to Daily Virtue and share this episode with anyone who could use a little dose of stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay virtuous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.